Hello?
Oh, it's you. I'm so happy you called. It's time for Chelsea's Joint.
Welcome or welcome back to the Chelsea's Joint podcast. We're on episode 30, baby. I can't believe it. We're in the 30s. I genuinely didn't think I would even make it to the double digits. Hey, filming, producing, and editing your own podcast, it takes time. I tell you guys all the time, it just doesn't take no time, it takes time. And we're doing it, team. We're doing it, doing it, team. Boom, 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 boom. What? What is that from? That's definitely like a popular song, right? Boom, boom, boom. Bow, bow, bow. Oh, I'm gonna sit up. There we go. Let's sit up straight, team. I've been really focusing. I'll find myself sometimes with like my chin on my knees. I'm like, what the freaking hell? Just like sit up. Anyway, episode 30. Yay, we're here. What was episode 29? What did we talk about? Oh, that was an Ask Me Anything. Do you guys think you know me a little bit better? I think week after week, you're getting to know me better. I would say, and I'm getting to know you guys better. Thank you for writing in. We have people who have wrote in, and I'm going to get to those. Very exciting. If you want to write into the podcast, if you have something to say, if you have a topic that you want to bring up, the link to write into the podcast is in the description. It's in my link tree. You'll find it. Yeah, you guys are engaging. You guys are commenting. Share it with people. Share it on your social media. And you guys are listening, which is amazing. Next time, take a screen grab, share it on your social media, tag at Chelsea's Joint. You know what I mean? This is just exciting. This is fun. This is just like my little baby and my little hobby, which we're going to get into today. We're going to talk about hobbies, which are important. First thing we're going to get into is strain of the day. Strain of the day. Some ASMR action. 420 brands love to send me stuff. And hey, that's a blessing, baby. Ask and you shall receive. I think in the earlier episodes, I would be like, hey, weed companies, can you guys send me stuff? Hey, they send me stuff now. All you got to do is ask and put it out on the internet a million times. This company, Jang, an infused drink company out of New York, sent me like a pack of their infused drinks. This one's a Paloma. And man, does it taste like a Paloma. Delicious. I'm almost done with it. Sucking it down. So freaking good, bro. And then they sent me like a spicy margarita one and a Moscow Mule. So thank you, Jang. Did I hit the vase? I hit the bubbler, my MJ Arsenal bubblers, which I freaking love. They might be my favorite pieces because they're so little and small and easy to clean. And you guys might be like, Chelsea, you always say you have like a small tolerance. Chelsea, blah, 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 blah. Hey, with the podcast, I kind of go for it. It's fun. I just spit at the camera. It's fun. We're having fun here. At least I am. It was what we were puffing on last week. Lazy Bee Gardens, Jack Herrera. The good stuff. Yeah, so that's strain of the day. I'm loving the drinks because, you know, I've been complaining about my allergies for weeks now. The drinks are helping. I only puff once a day now, you guys. I try to only do it once a day. So I puff today. Will I puff this evening? Probably. But for the most, like yesterday, I only puffed once and then I had a little edible at night. So, you know, you just kind of pick and choose your battles type of stuff. Choose your own adventure, if you will. That's the great thing about the plant. You can eat it. You can puff it. Those are really the only two things you can do, I think. I'm sure you can like rub it on your skin and it'll, I don't know. I don't freaking know. So that's strain of the day. Next one. Oh, what do I love and what do I hate? You guys, I used to come into the podcast and like have a bunch of notes. Lately, I haven't. I think the last few episodes I have been coming with notes. I'm getting more comfortable here. This is home, baby. This is literally my home. Hi, you're in my apartment. Hi, you're in my house. Hi, you're at Chelsea's Joint. You're at my house. Okay, so what do I love this week? What do I love this week? I got my bike. You guys, if you follow me on Instagram, you already know I put it in my stories. I got a bike. And Electra, and so many people have DM'd me being like, oh, it's electric because the company is called Electra. They have electric bikes, but mine isn't. You guys, I wanted to get the workout in. I've ridden like the ones that you pay for. What are those called? Like the Uber bikes or whatever? The Lime bikes. And those are electric. And it's like, wow, you really don't have to do anything. I wanted to get a bike because I wanted exercise. I walk a lot. I go on hikes occasionally. During the summer, I would say I go on a hike like once a week, once every couple of weeks. During the winter months, I'll go like once a month. So I was like, I need to get a hobby. My biggest hobby in summer is paddleboarding. And so I know I'll be out on the water. But some days, you know, maybe I just want to go take a bike ride. So I got a bike, took it out. It's so fun. It's the Electra 7D. So it has seven gears step through. And it's like a cruiser. So it's nothing fancy. I think some people expected me to get like a fancy schmancy like racing bike. No, you guys. I want a bike where I can just cruise. I can chill. I'm really only planning on riding it around my neighborhood. And if you see me on the trail, holler. But like, don't be weird and creepy. Just be like normal and nice. Hey, can we make that a motto here at Chelsea's Joint? Don't be weird and creepy. Just be, let's scratch out normal. Just be nice and not creepy. So let's be not creepy. I'm talking to the men, obviously, you guys. Girls, you know I'm talking to the men. You know I'm talking to those weird men. Hey, weird men, what the hell? So I got a bike. So that's what I love. And I just felt so, I loved it. I felt like a kid again. I was just doing laps around this part in my neighborhood. I was just doing wheelies. And so I wasn't doing wheelies, but the bike is pretty heavy. So I'm sure I could do a wheelie, but I don't want to fuck up my bike. It's this gorgeous purple and the color is called Kuasar. It's like Q-U-A-S-A-R. And I didn't know what it meant. So I gave it a Goog, as I always do. You guys know that. It's something to do in space. Here we go. Wikipedia says, Kuasar, I think I'm saying it right. A Kuasar is an extremely luminous, active galactic nucleus, an AGN, if you will. It is sometimes known as a Kuasi stellar object, a region at the center of the galaxy that produces an extremely large amount of radiation. Oh boy. Kuasars are a remarkably bright core of active galaxies in the distant universe. Isn't that crazy? So when I Googled that, I was like, wow, I didn't even know the name of the bike or the name of the color of the bike meant that. And mom, you guys know I'm all about going to outer space, baby. So it all comes around to outer space. It all comes around to that. I just thought that was pretty cool. And I learned a new word, Kuasar, Kuasar. You know, when you can type a word into Google and you can say like, how do you pronounce this? I did that. And it's like Kuasar. I don't know. You guys correct me in the comments. That's what I love. My new bike. And we'll talk about that more in this podcast because someone wrote in and we'll talk about it in a sec. But what I hate this week, guys, I'm not really hating anything. You know, I'm in my follicular phase. I got my nails done. I'm stoned. Hey, what's not to like? It is raining today, so I won't be taking my bike out. I don't know. It might stop. I don't actually hate the rain. I actually really enjoy the rain. You learn to love it when you grow up in Washington. Also, I would say it rains like half of the year here in Washington. I think people think in Washington it rains like 80% of the year. I would say it rains probably like half of the year. You know, there's so many people who are in LA, I think, where it's like raining now and people are freaking out. It's like, just embrace the rain. Anyway, as I'm saying, I don't hate the, what do I hate? I don't really think I hate anything. I'm just loving life, dudes. Comment down below. Let me know in the little box in Spotify. One of you guys wrote in the box in Spotify in episode 29 and you were like, I didn't even know this box existed. Like, hey, what's up? That's all I want. I just want a hey, what's up, Chels? A hey, what's up? I'm a Chelsea Joiner, Chels. A hey, what's up? Like, I love the podcast, Chels, because I get DMs every day and I'm not exaggerating. I get a DM at least once a day saying I love the podcast. And in my head, I'm like, imagine if this many people engaged, like commented this. I appreciate you guys DMing me. Love it so much. But it's like, hey, put those words like in a review on Apple Podcasts or in a comment or in the Spotify box thingy. Please and thank you. This is just an update because I know I said this in episode 29. A podcast network approached me. I had stuff to think over. I'm not going to go with that network because I'm just not. The fact that my videos wouldn't be able to go on Spotify, that's something like I want in my show and like something that I don't want to have to negotiate over. So I'm not going to join them. And that's okay. Because when it happens, it'll happen and it'll feel right. It feels right saying no. Didn't work out just yet. It'll feel right when it comes, you guys. So just want a little update. We're still solo dolo here in Chelsea's joint. I want to do it my way. You know what I mean? Chelsea's jointer of the week. Are you guys ready? I'm so excited that like this is like catching on and people are really into it. I'm into it as well. I already know who I'm going to pick. Okay, so it's Luna, which I love. That's like such a cute at name. On the YouTubes, she said, third platform I'm interacting with. Heart. You are the Chelsea's joiner of the week, Luna. Then she said, on Apple Podcasts, she wrote a review because dis my girl, Luna. So this is Luna's review on Apple Podcasts. Title, This Is My Bestie. Love. 5 stars. I love tuning in with you and enjoy your YouTube videos more. So this girl, she's listening on Apple Podcasts. She's watching on the YouTube. She's commenting on the YouTubes. Congratulations, Luna. You are Chelsea's jointer of the freaking week. I love you. I mean it. I know you're going to watch and see this. So this is really exciting. Yay. Comment and declare yourself, my girl, that you're Chelsea's jointer. Now what do we do? Now what do we do? Imagine I just sit here in silence for the next 20 minutes. I'm like, okay, it's your turn. You entertain me now. Just kidding. Someone wrote this in and it sparked an idea for me for this episode. Cecilia wrote in, love her. She said, if you want to write in and if you have a suggestion for an episode or if you want me to talk about something, this is what she wanted me to talk about. She said, getting ready for a hike, hike essentials, being outside in general. I just want to be more of an outdoors girly. If you follow me on Instagram, on the TikToks, you guys know I love the outdoors. I try to go outside at least once a day. I genuinely think is the number one reason of when I'm in a good mental health space, I'm usually outside a lot, which is why during the spring and summer, I am just physically and mentally at my peak. You can just see in like pictures and stuff. When there's pictures of me in Hawaii, maybe I'll show some in the video. I look at pictures of when I'm in Hawaii and I'm like, wow, no offense, but she's stunning. Hey, no offense to me, but wow. And I think the reason why I look like that when I'm in Hawaii is because obviously like I get tan, but also I'm outdoors. Like I'm at the beach, I'm swimming. Hiking essentials. You don't gotta make this complicated and you don't need to overthink it or spend a ton of money. A lot of my hiking stuff, you guys, are like presents from Tom. So like if you have a birthday coming up, if you have Christmas coming up, ask like your family and friends to get you a hiking boots. And if you're asking me what kind, I have just like these Merrells that were like $90. I'm sure you can get hiking boots for like $50. I'm sure you can get secondhand hiking boots from Goodwill or even REI has sections. So I would say like, if you want to hike specifically, you will need a pair of hiking boots. If you're heading up mountains and shit, you're going to want those ankles protected because even when I'm wearing hiking boots and there's protection around my ankles, you'll still walk. It's uneven. It's a freaking hike. Like, protect your ankles. So hiking boots. It doesn't matter. Just get them. Like, I feel like people overthink doing stuff. Like, I posted that I got my bike yesterday and I've literally gotten 7 DMs. Like, that's a lot of people inquiring about the bike, asking me like, oh, how did you decide? Blah, blah, blah. It took me like a couple days to decide. I just wanted a bike. I didn't want it to be electric because I wanted the exercise. I didn't need it to be a speed bike because I'm not racing anyone. I wanted it to be comfortable and there's a really comfortable seat. And I wanted there to be a shit ton of good reviews. And this bike specifically was a lot of women saying like, I love this bike. It's like perfect for what I want. That's it. I don't overthink this stuff. And I think people can get like task paralysis where you want to start a new hobby or you want to do something, but you're so scared to do it because who knows why? You're just getting in your own head. What I mean by that is like, don't overthink getting hiking boots and like getting a backpack and getting a water bottle. That's really
all you need to be able to go on a hike, and then a way to get to the hike. So like a car. I'm sure there's tons of like public transportation that go straight to trailheads. Just Google it. Whatever you're wanting and whatever you're thinking. I do this all the time and I am so resourceful. Hence how I do this whole podcast by myself. Whatever you're thinking, put it into Google. Best hiking boots, cheapest best hiking boots. Just put that into a search engine and then things will pop up. I swear, there are so many resources out there specifically for hiking stuff and outdoor reviews and stuff. So I would say, just to start off, hiking boots, if you're gonna do hikes. If you're doing just like walks with no elevation gain, just get some good walking shoes. And then a backpack. I have an Osprey backpack. I don't even remember how much that was. That was like 2 or 3 years ago. Under $100 from REI. But you can just get it from anywhere, just like a backpack. You can get it on Amazon, secondhand at Goodwill. Like, you know how to get a backpack, right? Yeah, just like a good water bottle, maybe a couple. Bring food when you go hiking. I know Cecilia specifically asked about hiking. That's why I'm talking a lot about this right now. Bring snacks. No matter how hard or how short or long the hike is, bring food. People who don't bring food or water with them on hikes, or even just like any outdoor activity, if you know you're going to be outdoors for more than like 2 or 3 hours and you're not bringing water and you're not bringing food, you're going to be miserable. You're going to be miserable. Okay. You're going to get thirsty. You're going to get hungry. It's the truth. All right. And then Cecilia is saying, I just want to be a more outside girly. I want to be an outdoors girly. There's no qualifications. There's no like goal you hit to be like an outdoors girl. Okay. I say that I'm an outdoors girl because I know I'm happiest outside. How do I know that about myself? Because I just do. I'm just very self-aware. I'm sure if you watch and listen to this podcast, you know how self-aware that I am. And I'm like very, just really know myself. And I know when I'm outside, I'm happy. It's fresh air. I'm just really connected to nature. And I know people can like roll their eyes and be like, okay. When I'm in Hawaii, like I physically and mentally look like I'm home because that's where my ancestors are. My ancestors were people like working outside and, you know, Asians and Polynesians. And historically, my ancestors were people who worked on the land and were outside. And that's how I know I'm happiest outside, is because like, this is like so woo-woo now, but I just know my ancestors are looking out for me when I'm outdoors. I know that's so woo-woo, but it's just true. And Tom has witnessed it. It's just very cool. My ancestors just always bless me when I'm outdoors, and it's just beautiful. And I know you guys might be like, ah, Chelsea, you do too many shrooms, you smoke too much weed. I don't give a shit. I'm happy, all right? And then another way to be more of an outdoors girly is get products and get things to get you outdoors. My paddleboard, I got that in 2021. One of the best purchases I've ever made. It gets me outside so much during the summer. It gets me in the water. It gets me off of my phone. It's one of my favorite hobbies. And I can like proudly be like, I love paddleboarding, because I bought that paddleboard 3 years ago and I've gone out over 40 times. Like I try to go at least once a week during the summer. I love paddleboarding so much. And when you get these hobbies, especially like outdoor hobbies, hobbies make you hot. The hobbies I'm talking about usually require some sort of movement, you know, some sort of like exercise and activity. If you're hiking, if you're paddleboarding, if you're biking, if you're outdoors and some sun on your skin, you're working out, they're gonna make you hot. Like physically, you're probably gonna be in good shape. I'm always in my best shape in the summer, because I'm outdoors, I'm active. Weight doesn't matter, but I easily lose like 10 or 15 pounds in the summer because I'm active, I'm outdoors, I'm not at home scarfing my face down. I'm burning calories, I'm in the sun, I'm in the water. Hobbies make you hot, dude. I think it's so attractive when people have passions outside of like their work or outside of like how they make money. You need those things to make you happy, because otherwise you're just gonna be miserable. And no one likes a miserable bitch. Ugh. I know you guys know people who are miserable, and how shitty is it being around those people? They always complain about their job. They always complain about just everything. And like, I know I get in those moods and you guys have seen me complain. Like, people complain, it's fine. But I'm saying someone who is always just negative, negative, negative. More times than not, if you look into that person's personal life, they probably don't have a lot going on, like a lot of hobbies. Getting outdoors more, get a paddleboard. I mean, I got mine for $200 on Amazon and it's works amazingly. My bike, you know, my bike was an investment. It was like $600 something. Give you guys some background. I run my business, right? And it's actually a business expense for me. My bike is going to take me to places where I film ads. So my bike is actually my transportation for when I have to do work. So I was able to get that through my business, but obviously it's still my money. But my bike, you know, was like $600 something. It's an investment. Bikes are an investment. And I was happy to pay that investment because I wanted another hobby, another outdoors hobby. Because like I said, when I'm outdoors, I'm happy, bruh. I'm happy. You know, I think a lot of people might think it's like fake or like a front. It's like, no, I feel very at home outside, whatever that means. I'm going to take a drink. And another thing with hobbies, like you can be an outdoors girl if your hobby is reading and like you go take a blanket to the park and you read outside. You're an outdoor girly. You don't need to be climbing like these crazy mountains. I was actually telling Tom the other day, I was like, I like hate hikes that are over 8 or 9 miles. And to some people who hike, 8 or 9 miles is nothing. To me, that is like, I'm like, all right, I'll do hikes that are like 10 miles, but it's like, come on. Because you might see these outdoor accounts and you see people scaling these mountains and going to these crazy places. And then you think, oh, well, I can't go to those places and I don't want to climb those mountains. Don't copy people you see online. I think I said that in episode 29 of like content creator tips, but this is also a tip for just real life. What people post online is fucking such bullshit. I know I post online, but so much of what I post is improv. I don't think about it. I just film and then I just push post and then I'm like, whatever. A lot of what you see on the internet is curated to make you feel like shit. A lot of these outdoor creators are, I don't know. That's like another reason why I didn't get deeper into that outdoor niche. I'm not that girl. I'm the girl who's just gonna ride her bike to the park that's like a mile or two down the street, smoke a joint, read a book. That's me, my outdoors time. I'm not the girl who's gonna scale Mount Everest, sleep on a mountain for 4 days. Like, that ain't me. If you're following these people who are doing hobbies that you're like, oh, I might wanna get into that, but they're doing it like very extremely, just remember, like, not everything you see on the internet is real. So just live life how you can. And hey, let's say you go on a hike, you go on a handful of hikes and you're like, fuck, I don't like this. But then maybe you go to the lake and you paddleboard and you're like, oh, I like this. Then make that your thing. You don't need to like all the outdoor hobbies. I've tried climbing once and I'm sure it's like so much fun if I would do it regularly. But after that, I was like, I don't want to climb walls or rocks or whatever. And that's a lot of people climb and that's their hobby. So my point is, like, you might try shit and you might hate it. You might get a bike and you might be like, fuck this. You know, maybe you have a bad experience. Maybe you get it stolen. Just keep trying out hobbies because, like I said, hobbies make you hot. Physically, mentally, spiritually, being passionate about things is just fucking cool. And it makes people hot. So hobbies make you hot. Just remember that. Hobbies make you hot. Hobbies make you hot. Yo, this is hitting me. Are my eyes even open anymore? To Cecilia, great episode topic. You know, if you guys want to talk about this more, I'm more than happy to. Do not overthink getting outdoors. Buy a good pair of shoes, buy a backpack, get a water bottle. I'm sure all of you might already have that in your possession. And just go outside. I have the All Trails app downloaded. That's how I find all of my hikes, is the All Trails app. It's so easy to use. It's basically like Google Maps for hikes. Did you hear me? It's Google Maps for hikes. That's how easy it is. I've used it since like 2015. Every hike I've gone to in the past almost decade, I found on All Trails. Hey, All Trails, can you fucking sponsor me? What's up?
A lot of these outdoor brands don't want to work with me, you guys, because I smoked a weed and I do the shrooms. And they think, oh, that's not kid friendly. I remember I was using a hammock. It was just like a cheap hammock on Amazon. I did a couple videos last year of me in that hammock and they went viral. And I like sent those videos to the brand and I was like, I would love to work with you. Like, look, I'm using your product and these videos are going viral. But then the videos, I'm like smoking a joint, right? And they would read it and they never answered me. And that was like, that one was that? That was like in August or something. And that's when I realized super quickly that a lot of brands I know won't work with me because of what I talk about and what I openly do on the internet, which is smoke weed, do shrooms. But it's so hilarious to me that brands think that like party girls who are getting blackout drunk and promoting being blackout drunk, they're the brand friendly ones. So it just makes you think of like, I'm a girl who, if I went out on a night out, I would remember everything. And brands think I'm inappropriate, where there's women who get paid millions of dollars and they promote getting blackout drunk. It's funny who society looks up to nowadays, is all I'm going to say. And hey, am I brainwashed? And do I watch those girls' videos too? Yeah. Yeah, I do. And do I think if I drank alcohol and talked about that and like stopped talking about weed and shrooms, do I think like more brands would want to work with me? Yeah, probably. I'm sure so many booze companies would want to work with me if I'm freaking slinging them back. Should I go back to drinking? Speaking of drinking, Tom and I have a wedding. This is the last thing we're going to talk about. And then I'm going to peace the fuck out. But I hope that helped to all you girlies, all you people who want to try to get outdoors more. The reason why I love getting outdoors is because someone asked about anxiety a few episodes ago. I think my number one thing to help my anxiety is getting fresh air, getting outdoors. Even if it's just a walk around the block, it's never made me feel worse. It's never made me feel worse. Get outside this spring and summer if you can. And if you're an Australian friend, then you're going into winter and you had your summer. So no, just kidding. Summer's in Australia. So freaking pretty. Summer's on the east coast of Australia. When I look back, I'm like, I'm so lucky I got to experience that. Tom has family in Australia, so like we have family. So that means I'm gonna go to Australia again. Like I'm bound to go back, you guys, and I want to take you guys with. Don't know in what capacity. Like I don't know, but we'll go back to Australia, and I can't fucking wait because I love it and the beaches and oh my god. What the fuck was I talking about? On the track, I was like, this is the last thing we're going to talk about. Oh, okay. Yes, I got it. Speaking of drinking. In June, gosh, that's only a couple months. I'm looking at a calendar right now. In a couple months, we're going to England and we're going to one of Tom's best friend's weddings. And it's going to be like a very booze heavy wedding, which is like totally fine. Weddings usually are. I've been thinking about this for a bit and I'm like, I wonder if I'll end up drinking. I could. I totally could. But at the same time, I'm like, do I want to? Will I regret it? I haven't drank. By that point, it would be like almost 2 years since I haven't had a drink. So it's like, okay, how will I behave? Like, I don't want anything bad to happen. There's just like a lot of things. So that's definitely something that we're going to talk about on the podcast in June and July. I'm going to tell you guys, like, if I drink, maybe it can be an experiment. Like, that's the one time I drink this year and let's see how it goes. I have a feeling if I do, I'll drink like 2 drinks and I'll be like, does anyone have weed? But here's the thing. I don't want to get into this because like, I know Tom listens to this. I don't know about his family, but who cares? Last time we were in England, I like jokingly, but like was serious to like one of his cousins. I was like, so does anyone got a joint to smoke? It's like we were going to the pub and I was like, I don't want to fucking drink. And they all kind of looked at me really weird. I know friends of Tom who do. And like I've partook in that with Tom's friends and like it's totally not a big deal. But I just thought it was funny that some of his family members probably think I'm cuckoo for coconuts. And I think about that a lot where I'm like,
I bet my husband's family think I'm like a trash bag, but hey, what can you do? He's the one who married me. You know what I mean? Yikes. Let's pull the plug so I don't say anything more. All right, kids, you know what to do. Comment on the YouTubes. Put your little comment in the box on Spotify. Write a review on Apple Podcasts. Rate the podcast 5 stars. It means the world. Let's get like 1,000 people to rate it 5 stars. That'll be sick. That's a goal. Share it with your family and friends. Share it on your social media. Next week, let's make Chelsea's Joiner of the Week someone who shares the podcast on their stories. Because I know I've been in the YouTube comments a lot. Next time I'll make Chelsea's Joiner someone who has shared me on their Instagram stories. Comment what you love and what you hate this week. Comment your strain of the day. I love you. I mean it. I'll see you next week. Bye.